Now, on assignment in Northern Ireland, Europe correspondent Bridget Brennan went to take a look at an uncompromising new generation of Republican terrorists, calling themselves the new IRA. The group has claimed responsibility for a car bomb and a string of hijackings in recent weeks. So what motivates them when so many across the island of Ireland are craving a lasting peace? Bridget Brennan spoke to a young Northern Irish academic who has spent the better part of a decade finding out.
Peace in Ireland, peace across these islands is a precious thing. Is the thing that we
in the UK, there's been fierce and constant debate about what Brexit could do to that hard-fought peace process in Ireland and Northern Ireland. And there's a phrase you hear quite a lot when talk of Brexit and Belfast and borders crops up, and it goes something like, "We all remember the dark days of the Troubles in Northern Ireland." I actually don't remember much about the Troubles. I was in primary school when the Good Friday Peace Agreement was signed. But when I was in Northern Ireland recently, I realised, of course, it's burned deep into the psyche of people about my age there, even if they were only young when the conflict stopped. It's the reason why I sought out Dr. Marisa McGlinchey, and she was absolutely fascinating to speak to. She's a celebrated young academic from Belfast who's become totally absorbed in the history of her home.
I remember when I was 13, we have family in Dublin. I live here in Belfast, and we were returning after a visit to family in Dublin. We were returning to Belfast, and our bus, my mum and I, was on a bus that was hijacked, and we were taken off at gunpoint, and the bus was used to block the road. It was at the time of the Drumcree disturbances, and so things like that really did have an impact and left me with a lot of questions about what was going on around me, and I wanted to make sense of it. And then in latter years, in 2009, I went along to a meeting in Clonard Monastery that Sinn Féin were holding, and that was a public meeting about whether or not to join the PSNI, and they were trying to persuade the community, you know, to join and give their support to the PSNI. And I sat in the actual church of the monastery listening to this, and I saw, you know, there was a bit of a breakout at the back of people saying that their son didn't die for this, or just expressing opposition to the direction in which Sinn Féin were moving. And, you know, it really piqued my interest.
Marisa is the perfect person to speak to if you want to know more about the so-called dissident Republicans. These are hardline Republicans scattered across Ireland, and Marisa did about 7 years of research into them.
Republicanism is historically a difficult to reach community. You know, we can't simply consult IRA meeting minutes, and it was very important to me to actually go out and speak to Republicans on the ground. So I interviewed 90 throughout Ireland, and I also interviewed some current prisoners in McGabbery prison, and so it was a long process, and it was at times a difficult process because it did bring the attentions of the security services.
By that she means she was stopped and searched while writing her new book Unfinished Business. She'd been hanging out at some Republican events which caught the eye of some of the security services, and her work also took her inside prisons to talk to dissident Republicans who've always rejected the peace agreement.
And I loved the process of going around and really getting into the psyche of what people think. And one of those moments probably was going into McGabbery Prison, which is based just outside Lisburn here in the north of Ireland. And that was my first time in a prison. And I went in, as an academic, but I went in with the other families on a regular visit to see the prisoners. And what was remarkable there was that the families of these prisoners had actually given up their visit for me to go in. Now, given they only get a limited number of those, I thought that was quite remarkable. So when I went through the same process that the families and friends go in, visiting their relatives. And so the process involved at one point sitting down and the drug dogs walking around you, which all seemed very surreal, before I was then brought onto the Republican landing in the prison.
I asked Marisa, of course, about Brexit and whether she thinks it's been a motivator for these groups and some of these hardline Republican groups like the new IRA.
Well, I mean, when you look at what people term dissident Republicans, they're articulating traditional Republican ideology and principles. So if you stand around gravesides at Ireland today at some of their events, you'll hear the same Republican ideology and message that you would have heard in the 70s or 80s, you know, from the mainstream Sinn Féin movement. So for them, it's very much about traditional republicanism. And we've even we've heard speculation recently about Brexit and are we seeing the increase of, you know, republicanism in the wake of Brexit? And I mean, Republicans are very clear that their position isn't a response or a reaction to Brexit, but rather Brexit is seen as an opportunity to be exploited.
Scary thought. Europe correspondent Bridget Brennan with that report.